Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden and his South Korean counterpart Yoon Suk-yeol toasted the two countries' ironclad partnership at the White House Wednesday night.
We stand at an inflection point, many of you have heard me say before, where the decisions we make now are going to determine the course of our future for decades to come. But I've never been more optimistic, and I mean I've never been more optimistic about our nations, what we can achieve together if we continue to work together as allies and as friends.
President Yoon and his wife Kim Kyan-hee joined President Biden and his wife Jill Biden at a state dinner in the East Room of the White House. Yoon's trip marks the 70th anniversary of the U.S.-South Korea Security Alliance. The trip is also the first state visit to the U.S. by a South Korean leader since 2011. Earlier in the day, Biden announced an agreement with South Korea that will give the key U.S. ally a bigger role in nuclear weapons planning over any conflict with North Korea. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam explains.
In a press conference at the White House with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden directed a warning at North Korea, which continues to grow its arsenal of missiles and bombs.
Look, nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies or partisans or partners is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The announcement includes a renewed pledge by South Korea not to pursue a nuclear weapons program of its own. Officials said the U.S. will give South Korea more insights into and a voice in U.S. contingency planning to deter and respond to any nuclear incident in the region.
That was Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Biden and Yoon announced in a joint declaration that a U.S. Navy nuclear-armed ballistic missile submarine will visit